And now the part of our show where we invite notable people on to play a game in which nothing they have learned or worked to achieve can possibly help them. It's called Not My Job. Sure, you can win a Grammy, you can get a gold record, you can have lots of groupies, but if you really want to be a success in pop music, you need one thing, a Weird Al Yankovic parody. The master of the accordion who has given us such anthems as Another One Rides the Bus, I Lost on Jeopardy, and of course his current White and Nerdy, joins us now, Weird Al Yankovic. Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Let's get some things just clear right off. Should we address you as Al or Weird Al? Is it a...
I think like Paul Simon says, you can call me Al.
All right. Because I was afraid it was like some sort of honor you had earned, like Sir Al, and I didn't...
No, not quite. Okay.
And Yankovic, I apparently was one of many under the illusion that you were related to the great Frank Yankovic, the accordion master of a bygone era, but that's not true.
I was confused myself for quite some time, but apparently not.
No. Well, what are the chances, though, that there could be the two preeminent accordion players of our time?
It's less than one in a billion. I've done the math.
Really?
Yeah.
did having the name Yankovic lead you to the accordion?
Well, actually, I think my parents decided that I should take accordion lessons at an early age because Frankie Yankovic was America's polka king, and they figured there should be at least one more accordion-playing Yankovic in the world.
Exactly. Now, you do play the accordion, and one of the reasons, famously, as if I need to tell the world that, one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, of course, was a couple of weeks ago, Branford Marsalis, who plays the saxophone, was on. He was talking about the sex appeal of the saxophone, and he disparaged the sex appeal of the accordion.
Blasphemy!
Exactly. And we were hoping you could stand up for the accordion as a chick magnet.
Absolutely, absolutely. Strangely enough, it seems strange now, but back in the 50s, Dick Cantino, who was famous for popularizing A Lady of Spain, if you look at some of his old album covers, he's there with beautiful women draped all over his arms and legs without any irony whatsoever. The accordion used to be a very sexy instrument. And
now, a lot of those pictures are posed.
You think? I thought it was a documentary. I feel so embarrassed.
I think that the accordion is sexy, but I'm just saying, for you, in your journey, you know what I mean? You need to know that if you see a photograph...
It's not always reality.
It's not necessarily candid. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yes.
Wow. It all becomes very clear to me now.
Yeah.
My life is a lie.
Is there something sexy or attractive about the way the accordion is played or the way it sounds?
It's a very sensual instrument. You know, the moving, the breathing, the bells going in and out. It's a very sexual instrument.
Right. So you think women see you on stage, just compressing and expanding and compressing and expanding, and even perhaps on a subliminal level, they're like, I wish to be compressed and expanded.
It's all they can do to control themselves.
It really is. What is the life like of the preeminent song of the preeminent accordion playing song parodist of our time? And we imagine you have groupies and huge rock shows with laser lights and women throwing their bras in hotel cubicles.
I've been to one of these shows, by the way. Al, you wouldn't remember. Well, we met in Anchorage, Alaska, 10 or 11 years ago, and I brought my son to your show there at the Performing Arts Center when he was 10 years old. And it was one of the great moments in my fathering career, I have to tell you, watching my son standing on his seat along with about 2,000 other young men of that age with their fathers standing behind them, and we were singing out loud your parody of Live and Let Die, which I sing to this day every time my wife serves chicken pot pie.
Yes.
It's no longer chicken pot pie, it's chicken pot pie.
Right. It was great playing Alaska because the audiences were just so appreciative that anybody showed up.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, we stood in line for an hour so you could autograph his hat.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I We'll piggyback on that. This Christmas season, I was regaled by my 14-year-old son with all these songs that were parodies, and I didn't realize that they were yours until he had discovered all of them on YouTube, and he now is a huge fan of yours. And because there was the one about changing the restroom signs.
You know that I don't think that's mine. You know, which brings me to another.
Smooth,
it brings
Rocks.
Me to
Thanks
the point
a lot,
that
Rocks.
About half the songs on the internet that claim to be by me are not by me.
Oh, really?
He told me they were yours.
Changing the restroom sign? No, that's not mine.
Okay.
That kind of humor is so beneath him.
Well, see, who can trust the internet?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, probably was one of those Wikipedia things that hadn't yet corrected yet.
Right.
Well, Al Yankovic, we are delighted to have you with us. And we, in fact, have asked you here to play a game that this time we're calling...
You're the winner of the Golden Globe for Best New Star, 1983.
And you know what that means?
Ooh.
You're Pia Zadora. The award show this past week reminded us of the greatest moment in the history of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association when Pia Zadora won her Golden Globe Award. Now, we're going to ask you three questions about Ms. Zadora, actress, singer, wife, and mother. And if you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Al Yankovic playing for?
Al is playing for Emily Galatowicz of Afton, Minnesota.
All right. Ready to go?
Let's do it.
There we go. Your first question. Now, as we said, Ms. Zadora won the Best New Artist Golden Globe in 1983 for her film debut in the movie Butterfly. Now, some people think her very wealthy husband bribed the Foreign Press Association to give it to her. But the real scandal was Butterfly was not Pia Zadora's movie debut. What was? Was it A, 1964's Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, in which she played a Martian? B, 1975's Hot Day at Sizzling Beach, in which she played Girl Who Drops Bikini Top? Or was it C, 1973's Zombie Attack, in which she played Dr. Wittenberg?
I thought these were going to be hard questions. This is too easy. 1964, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Everybody knows that.
Well, you're right. You're right. Although...
I mean, come on, she was great in that movie.
Do you have it on DVD or VHS?
Of course, of course.
Yeah. But yes, you are right. She appeared as Germar, one of the Martian children, in Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. All right, Al. Let's see how easy this is. Next question. As I said, she was married to Meshulam Rickless, a very wealthy businessman who was decades older than she. He expressed his inordinate affection for her how? A, he commissioned an oil portrait of her in the nude to hang in his living room. B, he bred a new kind of lapdog and called it the Pia. Or C, he once paid 700 people to come to one of her films and applaud.
This is a tougher one. I'm going to go with the lapdog.
The lapdog, the new breed of lapdog called the Pia. No, it was the oil portrait.
Ah.
Visitors to the Meshulam Rickless and Pia Zadora home, which, by the way, had once been Pickfair, the great estate that... Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks had owned in Beverly Hills. They bought it and tore it down. They're classy people and built a new home. But if you'd went to visit, you'd see a big oil portrait of Pia Zadora in the nude. Hmm. Now, you're one for two. If you get this last one right, you will, in fact, win it all. Here we go. Comes down to this. Now, she was such a legend in her own time that it's not surprising that she was subject of a very pervasive urban legend. In other words, a story about her that many people believed, but it turned out not to be true. Was it A, that in the 1970s, Pia Zadora was a leading member of the Italian terror group, the Red Brigade? B, that Christina Aguilera is really the love child of Pia Zadora and Jan Michael Vincent? Or C, while once starring in a stage production of The Diary of Anne Frank, her performance was so bad that when the Nazis showed up, an audience member shouted, "She's in the attic!"
I have heard C.
You have heard C? You've actually heard that?
Yeah.
It's true. That was the urban legend about Pia Zadora. Many people believe it's not true. She did perform on stage as a youngster, but not in The Diary of Anne Frank. Although I would have paid a lot of money to see it. I believe people are good at heart.
Oh, man, I had to whip my head around there. I thought for a minute she came in the room.
Know.
You are.
Carl, how did Al Yankovic do on our quiz?
Well, Al had two correct answers, Peter. That's good enough to win for Emily Galatowicz.
That's great.
All right.
Well done. Al Yankovic is known to the entire world as Weird Al, the foremost pop music parodist on the planet. His latest album is straight out of Linwood. The video, White and Nerdy, is top-selling video at iTunes, and he's about to start a tour of New Zealand and Australia. Al Yankovic, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Peter. Thanks,
everybody. Great to have you. Bye-bye.
I'm so embarrassed. And my son sang all these songs to me that I laughed hysterically at, and he told me they were Weird Al's.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
He's never going to talk to me again, I know.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what else your son's lying to you about.
Yeah,
it?
I was just going to say.
Yeah. Oh, no, Mom. Yeah.
That's how it begins.
That's exactly
one of the red flags, yeah. Right
that,
there.
Oh, no, Mama.
And then it's off.
I was just sitting in my room listening to Weird Al Yankovic records. That's all I was doing up there.